Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In today's episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to talk about birthdays. Why? Because today, the day I'm recording this, is September 24th, and that is my 57th birthday. And I think it's an important thing to talk about, especially at this stage in life, because somewhere around the time people turn 50 years old or so, especially women, but sometimes men too, start getting a little uptight with the fact that they are moving on in age. And a lot of people think about the things that they've done, the things that they haven't done, and also the fact that they're aging. But I have a whole different way of looking at birthdays and age in general, especially in light of this last year when I've lost two people who are pretty close to me. One was my mom, who was 84 years old when she passed away last September 9th. And quite frankly, she was ready to go. She had a beautiful passing. She had three of her five daughters there and two spouses, and my younger sister and her husband sang songs she loved to hear. Even though she was unresponsive, she was surrounded by people she loved, and she went out, I believe, with a lot of class and dignity, quite frankly. She did it her way, and that's perfect. Then there was my friend Richard, who I met, I believe, my very first day in college, back in September of 1979. We've known each other for almost 40 years. And unfortunately, he had an early death at 57. And in his case, he was ready to go. Even at that early age, he had been through so many frustrations in life. He had worked really hard to keep a roof over his head and feed his kids, and he had some heartbreaking things happen through his life as well, emotionally speaking, as well as physical things that were going on that were causing a lot of pain and distress that the doctors couldn't figure out what was going on. He was what I would consider a very old man at a very young age. And this is the point that I would like to bring up in this particular episode. The age that you feel is based on your outlook in life. When my mother passed the day before she passed, actually, she told me one thing that I will have engraved in my brain, because this is a woman who had a lot of mental health issues. She had a very tumultuous life. She had a lot of rage and anger, but she also was very sensitive and intelligent as well. And the summation of her life was this: I had two wonderful marriages, and I enjoyed raising my kids. Wow, that was a mind stopper for me, because I know the hell that she went through. Past, first of all, she met a really lovely man, John, who she married quickly thereafter. They had a wonderful life together, and then when he died after 19 years of marriage, he was quite a bit older than her. That is when her life kind of went to hell in a handbasket for a while. She ended up in a really great nursing home, nothing fancy, but she was loved and beloved by the people there. And it showed every time I went to visit her at the end of her life. These are important things to keep in mind. We live our life basically one day at a time. If you live your life well, you do those things that are important to you each and every day. For me, it's really all about innovating in the world of hypnosis. I've been able to do that in several different areas. And it's about being present for the people who are in my life, who love and care about me, and who I love and care about back. Building great relationships. I'm very blessed to have wonderful, wonderful friendships, some great family members, even with the bumps in the road and the things that can go on in families with triggers being hit, healing can always happen. And that was one of the other things that I attended to a few months ago with one sister of mine in particular. And I'm really glad that I was finally able to do that with her. We're both in a much better place now, and that makes all the difference in the world as well. That being said, one of the things that the elders taught me over the years that I worked with them was that we need to live life without any regrets or resentment. I learned this from Millie Aiken, who was 95 at the time, and I think she would know a whole lot about the world, having come in a horse and buggy stage and seeing us go to the moon. She was a very down-to-earth woman, and she was also a woman who fought breast cancer and saw her own daughter, she had two of them, I believe, go through drug addiction issues, overcome them, and then get breast cancer herself. She didn't have that easy a life, but somehow she had more wisdom than many educated people that I know. Do those things that are important to you in your life. Make it happen. If I can do it, and the marginal income I've made all my life, anyone can do it. I had dreams and aspirations of bringing hypnosis to the third world. The opportunity showed up, and I was able to do it, and it made me feel wonderful, and still does to this day. I wanted to see Israel. I'm a cultural Jewish person. I was raised as a Reformed Jew. I wanted to go over there, and I wanted to meet my relatives over there. And I found a way to make that happen as well. I was there for 2.5 months. How cool is that? I was able to hang out with the indigenous peoples, both in Kenya, with the Maori people, and I went to New Zealand and did a really cool training in Huna with my trainers and hung out with the Maori people and even did some studies in their meeting house. How cool is that? So ethereal. With all the steam coming up through the grass and their boiling mud ponds and, boiling water lakes because of the geothermic things that were happening way down underneath in the depths of the earth. It was so freaking cool. And I have other opportunities always coming up. I just never really know when they're going to arise because a lot of the opportunities that come my way come because I'm willing to go to places that other people aren't. Sometimes it's scary. The night before I went off to my first trip in Africa to Kenya, I'd only met this father and son for a weekend at a training in Denver, Colorado. But they wanted me to go over there to do some family therapy because their son was having some difficulties, the son who I met. And it was the most glorious time of my life, really. I got to see so many things, meet so many intriguing people. They treated me like a part of their family as they told me they would. And my client's doing great today. Uganda was another idea of another client of mine to go make a non-medical device with a little hypnotic mantra, as he put it, to help the very poor pregnant woman over there be able to have their babies with less pain because they couldn't afford the anesthetics. You know, we create our own lives the way that we create them. And I have been so successful in doing those things that I really cared about and do care about. Financially, I haven't been that successful. And it's caused some, challenges, but I've always been able to get through whatever I needed to get through. And that's the thing. What are you weighing in your life as what is success for you? What is it that makes a good life for you? And I have one sister who just loves her home, and that's the most important thing in her life. And she's what we call a nester. Me, I don't give a damn. I've never felt at home anywhere other than the home that I grew up in. Even the apartment that I lived with my husband, who's now my ex, for 12 years, and I stayed there another year with a roommate. I had a lot of friends in the area, but it just never felt like home to me for whatever reason. We're all different in terms of what we care about. But I'll tell you this. If you concentrate on the things that truly matter, somehow you're going to make a worthwhile life for yourself. Age is not the determinant. I decided about a year ago to go back to school for my master's degree. I thought it might help me to be able to bring more consulting work for myself, maybe get some interesting work to add to my hypnosis work, diversify my life a bit, because I like diversity. I get bored easily, what can I tell you? So I went back to school. It's been a real challenge. But when the grades come up, for the most part, I'm really happy with what I see. And even that alone is really, really fulfilling for me. I love learning. I love researching. I like writing papers. I love interacting with other students and the teachers, even though the whole thing's online. It's been an interesting and fun process. Challenging at times, but I'm getting something of real value from it. You know, one of the really important things that I learned in my trainings in neurolinguistic programming from Matt James, actually, he was my trainer back in 2002 and 2003, which he got from his father, was that we need to learn from our past, to live in our present, to create the future the way we want it. This is my underlining philosophy in everything that I do in my work. My clients can have such challenging things to overcome, but as long as they're able to let go of their past by learning what they needed to learn, reframing those traumatizing events to something that's worthwhile for them, enjoying their life in their present, and having a compelling future in which to work toward, they heal. And it doesn't really matter how old they are, and it doesn't really matter how complicated the case is. And that's what I would like to leave with you. Your birthday is a time of celebrating who it is that you are as a person here on this planet Earth, what you've done, and to mind those things that are important to you, and to continue on with those things that are still important to you. Whatever you do, make sure you always have a compelling future to look forward to based on the things that you care about the most in your life, not the things that you need to do, the things that you should do, the things that you could do, the things you want to do, and maybe those things that you inherently need to do for yourself to feel happy, contented, and fulfilled. And realize that we all go through our challenges. Our challenges are what help us understand what fulfillment means. If you never had any challenges, you're not going to feel happy and fulfilled because you don't have any way to compare it. So we all need these challenges. And we also need to have our gratitudes for the blessings that we have in our lives. And trust me, there's not a day that doesn't go by that I'm not grateful for the people who I have in my world and in my life who love me, support me, help me, show me new adventures, and open up new opportunities at times when, well, I would never know they were coming on because I never really know. I just had one yesterday as a new innovative area that I'm going to be working in going into the future. It was a project that we worked on last year with one of my clients. She helped me help this client with this particular issue. And I just feel so blessed that finally I'll be able to help these folks to at least figure out what's going on with them. And maybe, to the degree they allow me to, heal them. I don't mind going into areas that other people are unwilling to go. Those are the cases I love the most. And I know I already had success, so that's a good thing on which to base this further work. That's what I care about. That's all I care about in this life. Innovating and helping the healing of self, the healing of relationships, and the healing of the physical body. Because this is another thing I can tell you. In my 20s and 30s, I was a very unhealthy person. I had a lot of health issues, most especially bipolar 2, which is no longer an issue in my life at all. And I can thank Ted and Adriana James for helping me through that process when I was at one of their more intense programs back in 2004. And I was dealing with bronchial asthma, which was horrible. All this phlegm coming up all the time, it made doing my work really hard, making recordings for my clients impossible. I don't have these issues anymore. I even visualized a brain tumor away. Our minds are so capable of helping us if we know how to use them. And that was the biggest blessing of all. I learned how to regain my health. And as long as I have my health, I can do pretty much anything in this life that I put my mind to do. And that's the same thing for you. Learn how to use your mind for the good of yourself first and for the good of others second, making the world better for your having been here. Because I'm going to tell you, right here, right now, contemplating your belly button all day long with all the worries and concerns that you have is not going to bring a fulfilling life. It brings a really empty, tortured life. So heal that crap you need to heal. If there's things that are making you ill, figure out the emotional content behind it, and then heal the physicality that is there as well. If you do those two things, you'll be able to regain your health. I know you will. I've done it 3 different times, as I just mentioned. And if I can do it, anyone can do it. You just need to know how to use your mind. And especially around the time of your birthday, make it a celebration. Make it something that's meaningful to you. Do the things that are important. Make out your goals for the next year. It doesn't matter if you meet them all or not. Just so you have something there that you care about. And move forward with that. As always, I want to thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.